The next item on the agenda is public hearing number 16 pertaining to Tile Fisher Grouper. Mr. Gillingham, it's good to see you, buddy. Sir.
This is another public hearing to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-1120, pertaining to tile fishing grouper, to establish the 2018 recreational season and possession limits for blue line tile fish that complement federal waters measures. Recreationally, blue line tile fish have become an important component of Virginia's offshore fishery in the last decade. The fishery takes place well beyond the three-mile limit. It's managed by NOAA Fisheries and the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council and encompasses all federal waters north of the North Carolina-Virginia line. NOAA closed the Blue Line fishery on December 15, 2017, but has established a 2018 open season for the recreational fishery beginning May 1 and running through the end of October. October 31st. It's going to open in a week. NOAA also established a three-tiered possession limit determined by vessel type. Even though these federal regulations are in place in the exclusive economic zone where the fish are caught, our law enforcement advises that complementary state regulations combined with federal restrictions will enhance the enforcement of these conservation measures. Complementary state regulations would be a recreational season, open season of May 1 through October 31st, a three-tiered possession limit for recreational fishermen of three fish per person on a private vessel, five fish per person on an uninspected for hire vessel, typically a six-pack charter boat, and seven fish per person on a Coast Guard inspected for hire vessel or head boat. The regulation which is attached has the following language. The recreational harvest, landing, and possession limit for blue line tile fish for any person fishing from a private or rental vessel shall be three fish. The recreational harvest, landing, and possession limit for blue line tile fish for any person fishing from a for hire vessel that had been issued a valid tile fish charter party permit, which is a NOAA permit, but does not have a current U.S. Coast Guard safety inspection sticker, shall be five blue line tile fish per person per trip. The harvest, landing, and possession limit for blue line tile fish for any person fishing from for-hire vessels that have both the valid tile fish charter party permit and a current U.S. Coast Guard safety inspection sticker shall be seven blue line tile fish per person per trip. This is going to require two amendments. First will be in section 35. It shall be unlawful for any person fishing recreationally to possess or harvest or possess any blue line tile fish from January 1 through April 30th and from November 1st through December 31st. Or as we said, an open season beginning May 1 and running through this October 35th. Commercial limitations. Okay, I already went through the possession limits. Those two amendments were advertised in the public hearing. And like you take your car to a garage and your guy finds, you know, while we were in there, we found something else that needed a little fixing. That's kind of what we noticed on the.
Hope it doesn't cost me a lot.
No, this is a freebie. We checked with counsel. This is not a substantive change, right. But we feel that it does provide some added clarification on exactly what the regulation currently says. What's in red is what we are proposing to add. The possession limit for a commercial fishermen possess aboard any vessel in Virginia waters any amount of tilefish species in excess of 500 pounds whole weight or 455 pounds gutted weight. Notice the exception we're adding, except as described in 4 BAC 20-11, 1120-40. And that's the item below, possess aboard any vessel in Virginia waters any amount of blue line tilefish in excess of 300 pounds whole weight. So fishermen can't say, well, I can have 500 pounds of tilefish and I'll catch all blue line. Well, this is to direct them to, nope, you're limited to 300. That's what we're asking. We haven't received any comments on this. Staff recommendation is to that the commission adopt an open recreational season of May 1st through October 31st and a three-tiered possession limit, depending on vessel type, for the recreational blue line tilefish fishery. Staff also recommends adoption of the non-substantive changes regarding commercial limits.
Any questions of Mr. Gillingham by members of the commission? Dr. Neal.
We are still keeping our tilefish grouper landing permit, Virginia's permit.
As of now,
and
yes.
Mandatory reporting.
Because, if you notice, I didn't say anything that the average non-for-hire vessel needs. NIMS is going to develop that. They're going to have something. So the average recreational boat will need some type of permit, but that looks like it's a year down the road for them. But you started what you asked for. It's coming, another permit, and then I guess we'll decide, do we keep what we have existing? And see, theirs is going to be specific for probably the tilefish. Ours also covers grouper.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly don't have a lot of information on grouper either.
Further questions? Lewis, I've got one. Under 4 VAC 20112040, Section A2, possess aboard any vessel in Virginia waters any amount of blue line tilefish in excess of 300 pounds whole weight or 273 pounds gutted weight.
That was what was put in there. Somehow it might have been through our stock assessment fee or whatever, but that's what's in the regulation. Likewise, there's a conversion factor for tilefish.
I figured it was, but
sometimes
that's a little.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
I'm gonna make sure it wasn't a typo, but anyway, that's why you're a fishery scientist, I'm not. But anyway, any further questions from members of the commission?
No, sir.
Thank you, Lewis. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter in support? Anyone in the audience wish to be heard against this? There being none, the matter is before the commission.
I move we approve the amendments as proposed.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve staff recommendation as amended and proposed. Is there a second to the motion?
A grumbly second.
A grumbly. Or you want me to let Mr. Tankard second it? You want, because he had his hand. Grumbly second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Lewis.